right now I'm working on an, what's it called, multidisciplinary degree. So half of my work is in Hebrew Bible and half of my work is in theology. Hebrew Bible, a.k.a. Old Testament.
Mm-hmm. So when you talk about community, you're talking about how groups of people function or...
Well, how do we live, how ought we live is the question, right? There's the big hot question now too. And so who are we and therefore how shall we live? And for me, it's community, right? It's with other people. We're so fractured and individualistic in our culture that we need to be much more communal oriented. So then getting down to the, what kind of wisdom do we need for living in community and living dependent on each other, considering all the global warming and all this stuff that we really have to scale back and rely on each other more and realize how deeply connected we are. And I think theology has a lot. I think the Judeo-Christian tradition has a lot of wisdom to offer to that discussion that hasn't necessarily been tapped into, but ancient wisdom, right? How do we live together in community? So,
wow. Yeah. That's fascinating.
I've been studying I took a class in spiritual autobiography this semester. So we studied people Dorothy Day and John Woolman and Simone Weil. All of these people that were led just outlandish lives. John Woolman refused to wear dyed clothing. This is back in the 1800s during the slave trade. He was a Quaker abolitionist. And he refused to wear dyed clothing because he knew that the slaves that had to do the dyeing were getting sick from the chemicals used in the dyes, so he didn't think it was responsible of him to wear clothing that was dyed because someone would have gotten hurt in the process. These are just people that just lived their lives, and Dorothy Day lived in the slums of New York City, right? In solidarity, and she started the Catholic worker movement. So... these are big lies, but this is big wisdom too, right? How do you discern every step of your journey? How do I live my life way God's calling me to live? Anyway, these are exciting questions for me, obviously. Yeah. This is the stuff I'm really into right now. That's so great. I didn't realize there's cultural differences about Vancouver. And the one that I ran into most often, and I still don't know whether this is just a me thing or it's my family or whatever context I come out of, but I think it is a Vancouver thing because I've heard strands of other people saying this, but this whole idea that everybody should get married and have kids and have a house in the suburbs and blah, blah, blah. I didn't understand, that had never been a priority for me. And when I got to Iowa, suddenly there was all these people, it was their goal in life to get married and have kids and white picket fence and all of this stuff. And I was I'd be happy if I lived in a little condo in the city and had a good job and a lot of friends. That sounds like a good life to me. And I think that's a cultural difference about Vancouver, that it's not, I don't know, people don't necessarily buy into the classic definitions of how one ought to live one's life and what people should do. One of my teachers calls it a runoff place. People run off to places like Vancouver, on the coast and stuff like that. She said a lot of people aren't from here, right? It's pretty rare to find people in Vancouver who are from Vancouver. So it's kind of a... So, I don't know, some people think it's kind of dysfunctional because you get all these people that have run away from their lives and don't really know how to function properly, and so that's why, people don't... I've heard people say that people don't date here like they do in other places, or people don't, ask people out, randomly in bars and stuff. I don't have a lot of experience in that area, but apparently it's very different from other places. When I was in high school, every day I journaled. I wrote in a journal every night before I went to sleep. And I've gone back to that every night, journaling. And it gives me this sense of knowing who I am and where I am and my life. Not that I don't... you'd think that I'd be able to remember everything that was happening to me and all the things I was feeling, but no, there's a lot of different things going on in my life. So to have this kind of place that I can come to every night, even just laying in bed with my journal, jot down a few things for the day. Sometimes it's just today I, you know, blah, 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 did this and that, and not much reflection. But sometimes it just goes on and on for pages after pages, and it just gives me a real sense of groundedness. And then I can, if I'm wondering, like, gosh, why am I feeling so happy or sad or whatever I'm feeling, I can go back through my journal and go like, oh, right, last week this happened and that happened, getting kind of a sense of the trajectory of my own life. I really enjoy having that, and it's been a really good, it's a discipline, but it's kind of a joyful discipline. But yeah, that really keeps me centered, I found, a lot more than I was before I was doing that. I stopped doing it for a while, and it's really nice to come back to it, like I'm coming home to something again, so it's really nice.